and it's calling back to external charge, because she gets so upset and starts weeping, and then the woman would feel so bad if she were to continue weeping. So why would they always bring him back to external consciousness? Why wouldn't they let him just stay in external consciousness? Then he was happy. They made him cry by bringing him back. So why they would always do that? They'd see him cry, then they would start to cry.
Srimati Radhika has asked these questions to Gopis so little time in this matter. I think you are not my friend. When I became out of sense, at that time I met Krishna. And at that time, you give me water, give me hands, and try to make me out of consciousness. But I think that at that time I was so much happy meeting Krishna. But now you are giving me this way. I am so much unhappy. Why do you do this? When I am in Vrindavan and Krishna is in Mathura, and here I am meeting with Sar Krishna, then you tell me that don't. Why you tell me so? Have you known this realization that I am how unhappy, and you don't think unhappy? Krishna is Mathura and still he is telling me to be, to have consolation. Why you tell me? What is the
answer? I'm asking you.
This is called pain, not love. This is pain.
Pain.
Translation is not love. When eating and eating, Raramanand and Satsudamudha come. Think a slope of Srimad Bhagavatam. Or Vidyapati Chandipati Satyayam. Then Mahaprabhu becomes more Virahadrasya.
Virahadrasya.
And this Govinda, servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's like in that height they come and they make unhappy Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When they are not out of this place, full concentration but not light. So they should not come to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cannot leave a second without them. And when they come, fans are very important. They want, they have seen the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when spelling in the coming to house, being like this, definitely that this is a position of where all of most are come together. Like the web rolling. So, when at a time eight kinds of most meeting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cannot salvate him. He demands that he should come in outer position. On that, so that he may forget all this. And he should be happy. So they are trying to consolate, give consolation to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes in outer sense, he again no reply of this.
It's not easy to understand.
So I'm telling you that don't do bhajan. Be far away from Krishna. He'll fail you in too much distress and unhappy position. If you want to be happy in this world, go to America and other places and
we try that.
Please don't chant, don't read Bhagavad, don't read Chaitanya Chaitanya.
We already did that. We didn't like it.
We are falling in the trap of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his power. So nothing to do.
Yesterday you went to Gopinath and took Dasan of Gopinath. And you took the people from Delhi. You took the couple from Delhi. So in front of the Thunder, the Babaji was there. You explained how this was Lalita and Radharani.
Who?
You.
You heard?
I heard.
Oh, very
good. But meaning is not clear. But then you said something about Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Roy, Lalita and Vishaka, and then that lady asked, so is this Vishaka, Lalita Vishaka, or Radharani? I want to know how you explained your, what was your explanation of that thing?
Because you want to formalize all these things.
No, no.
And to
I want to understand how can be Lalita Vishaka and Lalita Radharani at the same time. I want to know how accurately you explained that.
You you are very brisk, sir.
If I was a great thief, I would understand what you had said. I am a little thief.
No, you want to...
How did you give explanation of that point?
Black tea. So that is remembering. So we have something.
You want me to turn it off and then you can explain?
They'll still come to you.
Because we will never be able to explain like you can explain. So we will tell something and I will become confused. And I will come to you to get proper explanation.
This is very good. That will mean you have to come.
They will all come to you. I think you are afraid that more will come to you, not less will come to you.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself was covered with Ferrari, covered by the body of him, and how of that. And this vision was of complex of then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes to Dwarka in Jagannath Mandir to think himself to be a deity in Krishna. And when he comes to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he thinks himself that I am in because there is Kanyan, right?
As Radharani thinks for Krishna.
Next thing. Krishna thinks by the mood of Radhika. Because the whole mood is of Radhika. So this mood as of Radhika is but Mahaprabhu thinks that I am in Vrindavan. Here is Kesi Ghat. Here is that monkey, and here is the government, here is the government, and here is the garden in that. And he becomes king. When he looks in, I am in Vrindavan. At once Radha Bhav somewhat subsides. And Krishna Bhav, what a then he thinks himself that I am Krishna, so he becomes Krishna. No? And Krishna Noda and Gadadhar are there and Rayana, not Rayana, but perhaps Rayana. So Gadadhar becomes in the Radhika, in the left, and Sarup Dhanava becomes Lalita. And thinking Krishna, Radha and Lalita both, Radha and Sarup Dhanava both become like Krishna.
So the deities are manifestation of those personalities themselves.
And they become, the thinking and thinking Krishna, they become Krishna Baba. And mood also comes like Krishna. Then Lalita, the South Dhanada, Lalita, took the cloak of Krishna and she went to this is the thing there.
This is the inner.
Inner. But here also, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bigger space
and
Gopinath in the form of sitting came out.
In the form of sitting?
Sitting.
Not standing.
That's what Babaji was saying.
Oh.
that there are so many things, there are so many books that he can include. And Lalita and Vishaka also came out from time.
At the same time.
In the same. And see that.
This must be one of many opinions, though. This must be only one opinion. Means that in the Chaitanya Chaitanya, our commentary.
Chaitanya Chaitanya is no commentary.
But it's sometimes.
Only it has been told there that only Gopinath was. No of Radhika. I think that later on, only Bhakti has done. But the mood is the same.
So, in all the different ideas, the mood is like this. It may have happened a little bit like this, like this,
It may be other start thinking in other ways. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always still like that.
But we think that he sat down for the pleasure of Siddhartha Pandit, isn't it?
When Siddhartha Pandit was worshipping Tota Gopinath, were Lalita and Vishaka there, the other deities there?
Only that we don't find. No
authoritative reference.
But yes, we should believe that Radha and Krishna and Lalita are there. No confusion, nothing. Whether they are some original, they are or not. Then before we should see that Lalita and Krishna is beautiful.
But sometimes you say that Lalita and Vishaka are the same thing.
Lalita and Vishaka are the same.
Can be both. There is no fault in thinking either one. The other day, you said that you knew something about this Mukunda, who is Vrinda Devi. Because I asked you, does Vrinda Devi play any part?
I told that I will tell you this in Mathura, I will see you this.
I checked it in my list. I had some of the questions that were about the literature, and it said this Srikanda Mukunda. I just wanted to know if Vrinda Devi played any role in Mahatma.
I knew I was doing the if I used to not see that Vrinda Devi is always in Vrinda Devi.
But if Mahaprabhu...
We don't know that in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Buddha, who was Vrinda Devi?
I was just wondering if she played any role in his chastity, or she had no reason.
She could do bhajan. Anything?
Yeah, at the end of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it tells us that Shastra comes in.
This is great.
Did Mahaprabhu write those prayers at the end of his life here, or were they written earlier?
What?
When did he write those prayers?
When did he compose these Shastra?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Here in Gambhira. In last day. And he used to explain the Sri Ramadhan Nidra, which has been written here. Vaimata Mahaprabhu built an ilachari. 20 years. 20 years. Last 20 years. Vaimata built an ilachari. Otherwise, you are still studying the Dihwala. Sorry, Paranamanda gave this information. Wrapped the mirror, he closed as father. Nanabha Ute Prabhu Hatsuto Kura, Ro. Sunnet Ved Arti Ukansa Sampo. Say, say, you have any, just low for you. Closer or Sasta, there, he will come to the. Sonotin, Sonobhave, low for that. Say, slow, Asa Dite Rati Jaya. He used to compose so many slopes. Also, Sarasamada and Ramananda, and they used to explain each other. Bhakti Prabhupada Srimad Amrai, Nam Sankirtan Kalau Paramutta. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said into Sarupa Amrai, both Sarasamada and Ramananda, that in Kali Yuga, Nam Sankirtan is the best sadhana. Best sadhana. Sankirtan Yajna Karau Krishna Aradhana Kaita Sumudha Bhaya Sri Krishna. Those who will do Kirtan, they will have surely Krishna too. Because in Srimad Bhagavatam, it has said so, that Jagai Sankirtan prayer vision to reach the Nirvata. Those who are certainly so intellectual, somebody is
right.
Yes. That should be Jagya. And that Jagya and Nam Sankirtan Jagya. And that should be done Sang Anga, Sanga, Upanga, Astra, Parsa. Sang mani Nityananda Prabhu, Sangha. Upanga mani Advaitacharya. Astra mani Sanam Sankirtan. Parthadam mani all kinds of path. Sat Damodara, Ramananda, Gadada Pandit, and all of that. And after that, now it is in the guidance of them, we should do this. So, in Sarkalji, it has been decided that Nam Sankirtan is Yuga Dharma. Nam Sankirtan is Sarvarna Thanasa Vishibhodaya Krishna Premira. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu composed a slope and said, and Rukh Gosami wrote it, and all the slope was given in Satyavaya. So in last days, in Puri, in Gambhira, this slope was chanted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in front of Radharani and so on.
So many days we've been speaking so much to so many people.
The great Acharya wrote one message to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thank you. form Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is acting like a madman, that everyone here has become mad like him. Inform him also that in the marketplace, rice is no longer in demand. Those now mad in ecstatic love are no longer interested in material and the material world. Tell Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Advaita Prabhu, who has also become a madman in ecstatic love. Has spoken these words.
But
this message was given to you.
But you understand.
I don't know, I was going to ask you.
What?
I was going to ask you.
You should read that.
Because after that everybody became unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
Swarup Damodar became unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I think
what you are understanding by this.
These words?
They have explained anything?
There's no explanation given along with these verses.
But they have any?
Only the verses.
In this translation is there?
Just what I told you.
What?
The please inform Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is acting like a madman, that everyone here has become mad like him. Inform him also that in the marketplace, rice is no longer in demand. Those now mad in ecstatic love.
What is this?
Bola in Bengali?
No.
Here, rice is.
Translation.
Yes.
And what is it?
Translation. This is the word for word translation.
And this?
This is the full translation of the verse. Those now mad in ecstatic love are no longer. Now mad with ecstatic love.
What is it?
Means in. Owl.
Yeah, owl means?
Owl is a type of sex, isn't it? A group of people who have upper sampradaya.
Then,
Sell in the marketplace and you will have some profit. The meaning of those words, I don't know, we're asking you.
No, what?
Those now mad in ecstatic love.
Ecstatic love
means? It just says the word all. And that is the translation. Persons who have become mad in ecstatic love are no longer interested in the material world. Tell Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Advaita Prabhu, who has also become a madman in ecstatic love, a ball.
Ecstatic manager.
Ball, ecstatic.
Ecstatic love manager.
Usually it means a friend.
Telling that this tea market rice is full, but no one is willing to
buy it.
Dear, who are not willing to buy, and what is rice? reality.
Material things, representing material pleasure.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has brought wealth to sell. But now everyone has that thing and they have collected so much that they don't want to get more. Then what is the meaning? Right?
They inform him that in the marketplace rice is no longer in demand.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has brought it from Guru Vrindavan, that rice. But now it is not in the Vandiyan market. What is the meaning?
It's large interest.
In a bond and interest, it has been.
So much of it. They had so much already.
Yeah, it has been given so much. Those who were requiring, their requirement is increased. So, they don't want because they had that right. If a man has collected so much rice, why he will collect more? So they are wanting his fulfill. So in market, no want of rice. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has brought Krishna prema from Golok Vrindavan. What prema? What? Braja prema. What is the meaning of Braja prema?
Following in the mood of the residents of Braja.
And in speech, in what? So it is best.
Yogi.
And that prema, and all other prema have been given in all youth. But only that thing was not true.
What? Gopi friend.
So your gopi friend is right. Understand? Samajh rahi hai. Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is part and he has given to wholesale dealers. Those are wholesale dealers,
the devotees.
Ranamananda, Sultanamoda, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Chari, Paramananda Puri, Sultan. These are wholesale. And they are in Delhi. Delhi means main center. And the dealers, wholesale dealers in Bombay, in Calcutta, in other places, also wholesale. They are in Vrindavan, the wholesale dealers in Kaudustan, Kaudustan. In Navadvip, Advaita Acharya, Sivat Pandit, Kadadar Pandit, and Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya. In Puri, Saldamodar, Raramananda, all are there. And they are selling to others. And they are seed partners. Who are Mukunda, Murari, and all other. Krishnadas Kabiraj Goswami Vrindavan Das Thakur.
They are also selling from them and they are also selling.
Very. And from them, in other shops, in so many countries, so many big merchants and some less, and others. Samananda Prabhu Rairam.
Narottam
Thakur. And there are so several. They are merchants. Then there is little classes of shopkeeper. And then
small ones.
And from then all a small. And from a small all classes of person coming from various parts and then. Now that the full thing. Whole market.
Everything is right everywhere.
Rice is coming, but not selling. What is this? All the body is there. And rest will be?
No.
No.
Full. पैशन शुड सेल इन द लो प्राइस. समझ रहे हैं कि नहीं समझ रहे हैं?
So you shouldn't sell at such a low rate.
So now all requirements have been fulfilled. So take that right and send it to no
scale. The original price from the system.
From where it has come? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should return with his whole life.
So everyone understood this when they heard this, or only a few people understood what it meant? Or Samadha understood what it
meant?
And now on, how to give them a penalty? They don't know what is right.
Yes, it says he was mad with ecstatic love and not interested in the material world.
What does it mean?
It doesn't, it's not clear, it's hidden. It's lost. It's clear.
One cannot understand. It means that a right is that deeper. What do you think? And now anyone is not wanting that. But the real meaning is not.
In a meaning is. Then after that, Mahaprabhu became quite mad.
If I will tell everything, then you will not come again and
anyway. Oh, that is not true.
And you are taking it there.
We will come. We will come much more. You will have a problem.
Up, please, Samadhan.
We were wondering how the people of Puri reacted when they would see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu running around in his madness in his last days. So many years he was feeling so much separation.
We were wondering how the people in Puri who were not associates of Mahaprabhu, how they understood Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood when he was going
there
and
there.
What they thought.
Nothing.
They thought he was just some disease.
Like so many persons I have come with, they don't know. So, but especially all the inhabitants of Puri, they come to regard like a thing.
So they understood something what it was to
do with? Knew that he is Saint, and some knew that he is Krishna, and some know that he is Jagannath. Because he and his associates knew that he is Krishna and he is Jagannath. Raramanam believed him as a Rasaraj Mahaprabhu. And so, he is also.
When he went to South India, when Mahaprabhu went to South India, he convinced everyone to chant Hare Krishna. So, was he able to do the same here in Puri?
He has done it first.
Here? Yes,
here. From here he will see that.
So everyone here was chanting Hare Krishna?
Everyone chants now?
When they see us, sometimes they'll say Hare Krishna,
one
no.
One of the persons were civilized, knew something, and fire. Otherwise, all the Vikat pieces, Nandiya, and all, they can respect more.
that there must have been some specialty to being here at the time of Mahaprabhu. Because you told us that you can take birth at this time, this time, this time, and then in the time of Mahaprabhu is directed. So they are
but
getting
they don't care. At that time also you see them.
Mm-hmm.
They are always engaging.
Mm-hmm.
Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu jumps into three.
In the end of Chaitanya Chaitamrita, it says that Krishna Das Kaviraj says, I am just giving a little, and in future, more elaborate explanation of Mahaprabhu's pastimes will be given by Vyasadeva. What is the meaning of this?
The meaning is this, what you are understanding. What meaning you are not understanding? What word is there that you are not understanding?
How will it come that there will be more and more and more revealed?
You are not understanding. You being
well,
so much far away from India and you are coming, you are coming and all others are coming. Hundreds and hundreds of foreign and all.
Yes,
it was not so much thinking in India also at the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, just be there in every city, every place, and city.
So it doesn't mean that more pastimes will be told. It means that more people will hear them.
He said that yesterday.
Yes, he
why
said that Vyasadeva will tell more pastimes.
Who?
In the book it says.
And if Vyas will come and write. Then only Vyas.
So like
Vishwanath Chakravarti has, Thakur has written. How come no Thakur has spoken so many times? We are writing so many times. And after that, after Vyas
more and more will come.
So they're all considered Vyas.
Your husband can write.
But we cannot add anything, we can only
repeat.
You can add.
I wanted to ask you, who lifted up Govardhan Hill?
Who lifted the?
Govardhan Hill.
Srimati Radhika. Because she is like a Shakti in Krishna body. And Krishna lifted it by his own power. Power is Srimati Radhika. He is not looking outwardly, but she is in Krishna body. And she has lifted. But for ordinary person, they see that Krishna has lifted. To some extent it is right, but to very deep, little thing, then we will see that Radhika lifted
him. It seems that Radharani is doing all things, but Krishna is taking the credit for it.
Krishna may have some mood of praise, that anyone can praise me. This is not correct, but yes, it seems that Radhika don't want any praise. He does everything hidden behind. And he thinks that everyone knows, should know, that Krishna is doing everything, I am not doing anything. But behind, he is doing it. Why she does man? To please Krishna. What she does for the happiness. And Krishna, what does for happiness of Krishna? We will reach there then we can realize all this. We are in path, but now we are in lower state. But then we will be upper state. Then we can realize. The Swarup of Srimati Radhika, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked to Radha, and he explained what is Radha's Swarup.